All right, Guillaume. Hiram, you wanted to address some of the things that you heard on the show?
Yeah, you just said some nasty stuff about Jewish people.
Well, maybe I think Jewish people are nasty.
Yeah, well, I'm Jewish, and I don't think I'm very nasty. I shower daily.
You shower daily?
Listen, everybody knows it was those damn Arabs that bombed the World Trade Center.
Well, I don't know that, and I'm part of everybody, so what the hell?
I saw those filthy animal Palestinians on TV. They were dancing. They were celebrating with their AKs. It was awful.
Oh, well, you know, just because somebody's celebrating a horrible catastrophe in which thousands of people are horribly burned alive, you know, it doesn't mean they did it.
Yes, it does. That's exactly what it means. You are breeding Jewish stereotypes, and stereotypes are terrible.
Why are they terrible?
Because they make... Oh, I don't know. They're just horrible.
Okay, so, you don't really need a reason or anything.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, okay.
But I also wanted to discuss trolls, because
right.
I heard this was a show against trolls.
Well, yeah, we really dislike trolls and everything, and we're here at Troll Busters. We're totally all about taking down some trolls. How do you feel about trolls? Have you been trolled?
Yes, I have been trolled, and I have lost on many occasions.
Seriously?
I have a movable type blog. It's very popular. And a few days ago, I just saw all this random crap on my blog. I was commenting about how much I love the open source movement, and there were must have been like 400 comments. It was really killing my machine.
That's terrible.
It was just awful.
Well, what did you do about it?
Oh, I had to take down my server for a couple of days.
You took down the server because
of
trolls.
And now I'm using all of these wonderful new plugins from Movable Type, but they're not working. They're still crap flooding me horrible.
That is really horrible, and I hope we can get you some help here on Troll Busters.
Listen, I also was wondering if you know anything about preventing trolling on live journals.
Yes,
they also hit my live journal.
I do have a lot of information about that, and we're going to get right back to you on helping you that. Good Lord.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a great show. Listen, we got a lot coming up for all of y'all. I'm going to ask you to please hold on for a second.
All right.
And, we'll play what you've all been waiting to hear, some They Might Be Giants.
Oh, wonderful. I love them.
Yeah.
They're terrific.
They're fantastic. Hold the line.
Now, all right.
The statue got me high. The statue got me high. The monument of granite sent a beam into my eye. The statue. Spoke away.
Time for Troll Busters. That's right. Here on Troll Busters, we're taking down trolls where they live. I've got a caller on the line right now. Hates trolls. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, I hate trolls.
You hate trolls. Are you pumped up? Are you ready to do something about it?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do something.
All right. I've got my cell phone right here, and I've got the phone number of some trolls.
Oh,
let's call him up.
Oh,
hold
wonderful.
On. Son of a bitch, I don't know how to do that.
Oh.
I just realized that only Wild Child knows how to confront the trolls properly, so we're going to have to talk more about them.
Okay.
All right.
Once again, you've had traumatic experiences with trolls.
Yes, they were terrible.
Yeah. How did this affect you?
Well, you know, I wake up and I get up in the morning, and the first thing I want to do is see if anybody has left some lovely, insightful comments in my blogs, but all I see is random garbage.
Well, would you say that when you're waking up in the morning, it is in a froth of your own sweat at the terrifying thought that you might have been trolled and you might have lost?
Yes, and I've been having these terrible nightmares about looking at gay porno. I keep hearing in this voice in the back of my head saying, "Hey, everybody, I'm looking at gay porno." It's very embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Wake up in a cold sweat. I haven't slept well in a week. Oh, these damn trolls are ruining my life.
That is a travesty, sir, and I would like you to tell me more about it while I drink from this bottle of fortified wine.
Oh, I love fortified wine. That I do.
It's kosher.
Yes, and kosher is good. You know, that brings you closer to the God, Adonai.
Salam shalom. All right, well, I'm going to actually, I can't transfer you into the troll just at the moment.
Okay.
Here's how we're going to have to do it. All right?
All right.
Trolls operate in a very seclusive and reclusive manner. So I'm going to track one down in its natural habitat. Then I'm going to call you back. And then I'm going to conference the two of you together. And we're totally going to troll the troll.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, they did it again.
Oh, my God. Oh, my color has been last measure.
Oh, I can't get rid of it.
Oh, no. Oh, God, kill the process. Kill it quick.
I had to restart my computer.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Well, I tell you what, we're gonna end this call right here, and I'm going to put on another musical selection for our fine audience, and then we're going to deal with those trolls.
Good luck, and I want to help. I want to take care of those trolls.
We'll take care of them.
All right.
You worry.
All right, have a nice night.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Set a woman up the block, just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, "Sell it to the circus, what the heck?" Dad said, "Nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek." You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy-whipped body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating, pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking peehead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek. Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking beehead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking beehead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no gut, losing streak.
Hello.
Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
As we enter into... Ivan. Why, that wine is fortified. As we enter into the next phase of our anti-troll program, I'll be breaking several federal laws. Now, this would seem to be hypocrisy, but really it's not, because I'm allowed to do this. But you're not. We've lost our connection with our wonderful caller, unfortunately. It's a terrible accident. Oh, God. Just vomit everywhere. I'll put on some more nice music for you.
Slide down the pole, what a dirty dog. Don't go, look at your ass, girl, it's so much fun. Don't go, I get a DJ, I need a 101. Don't go, what? Don't go, don't rock, yo. Don't go, don't. Tell me what I gotta do to get you to get in my custom caddy. Never wanna let you get up out the ride. When I first took a look, my mouth was wide. Make a tilly with the little bitty shouts. You got off with the thighs hanging out the side. When you walk up, you gon' hurt these other bitches. Tell them nigga with the way you strutting. Even though you only walking to be still looking like you shouldn't do that shit in public. I can tell enough from what I see you working with. You ain't even gotta ask for the blunt. Booty so fat, gas so nice. You can see the ass on the front. You finna hurt me how you twerk that thing. You give me heated when you pop it, baby. Fell in love when you came up in the club. Pick up a bottle of milk, don't pop it, baby. I know you got up in the rump, shake a contest. Let us see what you can do. Zip a little song when you bounce that ass, girl. You got it, but do.
Don't all in your face.
night swinging at the club. Slide down the pole for the dirty dough. Look at your ass, girl, it's so much fun. I tell a ninja, I need a 101.
Yeah, I see the way you're looking at me. No, no, baby, ain't nothing for free. Go ahead and flash them G's and baby,
for the Bentley, now go put on the bikini for the Lamborghini. Now let me see you in the thong for the big bone. And when you shaking for the dollar, holler when you see me. Now I don't wanna see nobody full of rigor mortis. Go ahead and jiggle and find the one with money in his hands. Go get up on the stage with a thick ass. I come over here by the table, they give me a lap dance. Spin it over, come and get this dust. Got a plug and thinking that we finna cut. Got to hit that from the back. Shawty got a little junk in the trunk. Look at how she make one butt cheek freeze. Look at how she make the other cheek move fast. Look at how she switch with the other cheek move. Then rock both sides and grab that ass. Remember them times when you met two shawties and you really want the cutest, but you let it slide. Cause the other girl would've got a bingo. Don't get booted. Now shout it, think she fine. Only if she really knew the truth. I ain't gon' lie, gon' tuck them thighs. I'ma know what you make with Duke to do.
Duke to do. I don't make no face with you at the club. Duke to do. Slide down the corner for the dirty dub. Duke to do. Look at your ass, girl. It's so much fun. Duke to do. I tell a ninja, I need a 101. Duke to
do. Yeah, I see the way you're looking at me. No, no, baby, ain't nothing but free. Go ahead and flash them G's and baby, I see the way you're looking at me. No, no, baby, ain't nothing for free. Go ahead and flash them G's and baby, I will go over.
Gah. What? No. Well, I'm still not having any, Wild Child is, apparently he's gotten into the fortified wine, and, there's been some difficulty with that, so, here's some, technological music. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
How old are you?
Master Blaster!
Is that? Oh, oh, I see. Wow, that is really weird sounding. Well, that was a huge bust, kind of like my whole life. I'm actually a heating and air conditioner man, or I was, until I was fired a couple of weeks ago. Now I just spend all my time on Slashdot, refreshing every 5 seconds to make sure I don't miss any of the hot new stories. Hello, caller.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm... Oh, you're back. Oh, wonderful. Hold on. Let me make sure our fine listening audience can hear you.
Yes, right, absolutely. All right.
Well, you seem to be nominal and everything. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm feeling a little better after talking to you, but, you know, it's still hard with these trolls and everything.
Yeah, well, I can see how that would be hard. I really wanted to call up and confront some trolls today, but we're having some difficulty with our hacking software. The guy that usually IP traces people for me and everything today, he's, well, drunk.
IP tracing, is that legal?
Well, it's not legal, but since we're in the moral right, it is legal in God's eyes.
Well, that is very true. I can't see how God would have a problem with that. We are stopping evil trolls.
I mean, these trolls, they're just terrible. I mean, have they got nothing better to do with
their
wretched
worthless lives? They really are terrible. They're awful.
Yes, they have just ruined my life.
Not ruined.
I mean, my wife left me for a troll. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Oh, so you've lost before.
Yes, I have loved and I have lost. She was just could not get over the size of his massive /dot crap blood.
Oh, that's truly a shame. I'm very sorry to hear that. Oh, that's very terrible.
He had 3,000 comments.
Oh, that's horrible.
How am I supposed to measure up to that?
Well, you could try to get modded up every once in a while.
Well, you know, I try, but for some reason, Commander Taco will not return my private messages.
Oh, that's too bad. He seems like, you know, he has an axe to grind with the technical community.
I think very much so. He, rightfully so. He wants to get Linux instigated as the premier OS. I mean, it's just obviously superior to all the other OSs. It doesn't cost anything.
It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
It's free, as in vodkas.
Vodkas? Oh, my God, yes.
It's free as in kosher wine.
Well, I actually had to pay $2.99 for this, but which is not free, but darn near close. I had to pay
a $699 license fee at work, but we don't want to get sued. So.
Well, I understand, and you know that SEO is a real bitch.
Yeah,
but excuse my language, but
in a way, I can see where they're coming from. You know, their code was stolen, and that is terrible.
Well, it was stolen to make something beautiful and new and wonderful.
So I guess in the moral right, you know, the Linux people really never did anything wrong. God wouldn't sue them. I know that. Because he loves them. Just like he loves those poor people that died in the World Trade Center from those goddamn Arabs.
Yeah, it was totally... Well, that's where I got kind of an axe to grind with you there. I do kind of think it was the Jews that did that.
No, that's silly. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you know, I looked. All right, check this out. If you type, all right, and I'm gonna instant message you. If you type the numbers of the World Trade Center flights, the flight numbers, and you switch that into Wingdings number 2, I'm gonna show you what you see.
Okay, right? That's interesting.
You see 9/11, and then you see a skull, and the World Trade Center, well, they're two blocks, but they look just like the World Trade Center, and then a Star of David.
Oh.
That is irrefutable proof that the Jews destroyed the World Trade Center.
Oh, my God. What font did you say that was in again?
That was in Wingdings number 2.
Wingdings has been around since the 80s.
It has. That was more than enough time for the Mossad to get their hands on those planes and just totally crash them into the building.
And I said all those terrible things about Al-Qaeda.
I know.
And they were really just nice boy chicks.
They've been trying to help us this whole time, and we just never listened to them.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess I'm not going to be Jewish anymore. I'm not killing anybody.
That is exactly what I said, and like I have converted to Islam, and let me tell you, it is one heck of a lot better.
Really? Because I thought, you know, all that praying to the East would be really hard on your knees.
Well, you know, a couple of knee pads aside, having 4 wives more than makes up for it.
Ooh, 4 wives, that does sound attractive.
I can be nagged by 4 shrewish women at once. That's every man's dream.
do Islamic wives actually have sex with you? They're not like Jewish wives.
Well, you have to beat them first. But afterward, they give it up like nobody's business.
And I heard when you die, you get to go to heaven with 72 virgins.
Well, that's only if you, like, strap explosives to yourself.
Well,
and, like, wade into, you know, a busload of Jerusalems.
Well, I was thinking, you know, if all of those Israelis are actually responsible for 9/11, maybe giving myself up to destroy a few of them is a good cause.
I think so. I mean, what is the value of one holy life, which is going directly to Allah anyhow, as compared to as many as, well, 40 or even 50 just horrible Yudin who will just populate and breed and, you know, just totally fill the holy land of Palestine with their devil seed.
They really are infidels. That
yes,
they are.
Absolutely.
Wow, that is truly horrible.
Well, I'm glad I've been able to educate you on this matter. You know, I think trolls have helped to spread that propaganda. If you look at the GNA crap plots, very, very pro-Israel.
Oh, the GNA. The gay niggas.
Yes.
They're the ones that hit my blogs.
You were taken over by the GNAA?
I was owned by the GNAA.
Oh my God.
You know of them.
Not only that, but I have spent tireless hours tracking down key operatives of the GNAA.
Like who?
Well, I've been specifically monitoring the actions of, I believe he's a rogue operative, but his name is QPT.
Oh, QPT, huh?
I don't know that he's still a member of the GNAA, but he has persisted in his rampant trolling efforts.
Well, I remember I used to see the string QPT in my crap bloods on my blogs, but, you know, those just random letters, so it could have been coincidence.
Well, after that Wingdings thing, sir, I no longer believe in coincidence.
Well, that is a very interesting point. I will note that.
Let me tell you some of the key members of the GNAA that you should watch out for.
Oh, okay.
Sexual ass pussy. He's number one on our list. He is just, even the name says it all. Totally profane. Totally evil.
I thought he was independent. I didn't know he belonged to the GNAA.
Well, I'm having trouble keeping track of all of these just trolls that are everywhere. A very famous bird troll, Penis Bird.
Oh, I've heard of him. They
even have heinous pictures of him on their store. That's right, the GNAA has their own store. Can you believe that?
Well, I've seen Penis, but he's a very well-endowed black man.
I know.
He has a picture of a white woman measuring his penis.
You know, I don't like to talk about it, but that white woman is actually my wife.
Oh, are you kidding?
Well, when I said earlier that my wife had left me for a troll that perpetrated a 3,000 comments.
Penis Bird is the troll, huh?
Penis Bird is a horrible troll, and he stole my wife, and I'm going to kill him.
Oh, I don't blame you. I'd want to kill him, too.
And then, what other trolls do we have? I don't know if you ever use the MIRC program.
Oh, yes, that's my favorite IRC
program. If you're in a channel and it has anything to do with the Heroic and Valorous open source program, you are sure to be visited by this horrible duo of Dicky and Toil.
Who are they? They sound horrible.
Well, they're members of another trolling group called the International Trolling League, and there is nothing international about it. It is just a bunch of dirty Mexicans who are IRCing out of a trailer in Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque, you say? I didn't know trolling could spread to New Mexico.
Yeah, well, they put up all sorts of restraints, but they were not able to keep out the trolling ultimately.
Is there anyone else? I'm writing this down.
All right, well, while you're taking your notes, you're going to want to take... Let's see, what else do we have here? You should also be aware of the infamous Teens for Christ Trolling Association. Now,
Their post on Slashdot.
Yes, they're a newcomer. They
tell you to think about your breathing.
Oh, you've done it to...
What's the problem?
I'm having difficulty. Started thinking about breathing, and all of a sudden I'm joking.
Well, don't focus on it too much.
Getting dizzy. Where was I? Oh, well, anyhow, notable Teens for Christ members include Sarojin, who just last night, while I was tracking him, this is incredible, they perpetrated a humongous troll on EFNet, which is a popular server for trolls. Do you want to know what they did?
Oh, I'd love to hear this.
All right, Serogen, apparently, or maybe one of his clones, or maybe another Teens for Christ member, coded a robot, probably in Java or some other infidel language.
Oh, Java's horrible.
Yeah,
they're so
God,
slow.
They're so slow. But he wrote this program, and what it did was it gathered 50,000 NICs, and then using SOX4 proxies, he invited all of them to a channel called Peace in the Middle East. Let me tell you, it was utter bedlam.
I'll tell you one thing, the only way we're going to get peace in the Middle East is to get rid of those damn Israelis.
I tell you, it is absolutely the truth. Jews must go.
I laugh out loud at Jews sometimes, you know. Can't help
I'm laughing out loud at them right now.
I just can't help but think, I laugh out loud, Jews. Allah is great.
Allahu Akbar.
Oh, God, they call me again.
Oh, no.
Hold on, I gotta restart.
All right. We'll get back to you, caller.
Oh, okay, there we go.
All right.
Oh, it's terrible.
Absolutely
awful.
It
happens almost every day now.
There's just nothing you can do. Well, I tell you what, we're gonna play. This is a gay nigger, all right, and he's calling up this poor old woman and harassing them in the guise of two children. So if you want to hold a line, that's fine.
Sure.
And you can listen to this.
Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this?
This could be.
My daddy over there.
Pardon?
My daddy over there.
Who's calling?
Brandon.
Brandy.
Brandon.
Brandon.
My dad named Robert.
No, you have the wrong number, Brandon.
He probably get us some milk.
We supposed to go
for our cereal.
He wants you to get some milk for y'all cereal.
Can you bring us some milk back? We haven't ate yet. We hungry.
Oh, y'all haven't ate yet and you're hungry?
We so hungry.
Y'all real hungry? Well, what is your...
We want some milk.
Y'all want some milk?
My brother wanna talk to you. His name is Adair.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Yeah, I got some milk.
No, where are you calling from?
My dad said he was gonna be over there.
Your dad said he's gonna be my number. This number is
He told us the number 424. He said he was going to be over there, and he was going to bring us...
And he was going to bring y'all some milk.
Some milk.
Well, he probably done left already.
Because we so hungry.
Y'all so hungry.
We be eating one at a time, and we be counting when we eat a real small. And the series didn't help.
Where you live?
Over here right now, there, by the bus, by the school.
By the who?
By the school. Across down the street.
Down the street from where?
By the church.
By the church?
Yeah.
What's the name of the church?
New Bethel.
Y'all the New Bethel.
You got some milk.
Oh, we don't have any milk.
Cause we just the milk that we got.
What's your daddy name?
His daddy name Robert. My daddy name Alvin.
Name what?
Alvin. But his daddy name Robert. And Robert be coming over here more than Alvin do. And he said that he was gonna go over your house and bring us some milk.
He was gonna go over to my house?
He said if we get real hungry, die that number. And he said that a big old red truck was going to come and spray our house with some milk.
Spray our house with what?
A red truck was going to bring us a... Hold on, I'm going to let you talk to my brother. Hold on.
I want some... We just got... You got us some milk.
No, I don't have any milk, but I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong number.
Both of us on the phone. We just want to know what you cook.
I don't know you all. I don't know what you're talking about.
You got some pollen?
No, I don't have anything.
Not the,
That's terrible.
Hello.
Identifying them as trolls. You got
Caller, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here. How are you doing?
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. It was terrible.
That is just awful. Look at the way that they dealt with that poor old Negro. I mean, think if they had called a real person or something.
You know, just because she's black and not really a human being doesn't mean they have the right to just bother her and harass her like that.
That is absolutely true. Those gay niggers are totally racist.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Well, I'm sick of them and... All right, I was going to read off some more names here.
Yeah, I would love that. I have
in my pocket a list of 230 known trolls that have infiltrated the deepest reaches of our internet senate.
Wow, that's a lot of trolls.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Like, for instance, Goat C, who operates his own troll IRC network. God knows, I can't even find the access password. I am just teething on my own gums.
That's unbelievable. They're actually running servers now.
I know. Where are they getting the resources?
I know, because I thought that was expensive.
That is expensive. I couldn't afford it. I don't really have a job or anything.
Well, I heard that that certain trolls have... excuse me. I'm focusing on my breathing too much here.
Yeah.
I've heard that certain trolls have found phone numbers that you can use to sign up for America Online and get free accounts.
Really?
And America Online is a terrific internet service, and they don't deserve that kind of treatment.
They do
if you
not.
Ask me.
They do not. I'm going to see if I can find an example of that, because I've got massive audio archives of surveillance that I've done on these trolls.
You've been listening to AOL's calls? Is that legal?
Yes, it's totally legal.
Oh, okay.
All right, oh, wow, we've just got a call from our field operative, Horatio Hunswick.
I've heard of him. He's a great detective.
Oh, yes, he is, and we're gonna see what he has to say.
All right.
Good evening, and welcome to Troll Talk, the show that fights back against trolls. I'm Horatio Hunswick. Tonight, we're going to examine in depth the nature of the troll. What is a troll? A troll is an internet attention seeker. Do not talk to them. The troll, by nature, is a solitary and reclusive creature making its home in dark corners of the internet, where its horrific appearance and odious stench are not immediately apparent. Initially, to prey, the troll appears to be a friendly, if opinionated, non-threat. Sadly, the prey finds out all too quickly the true nature of the troll. From the security of his parents' basement, the troll quickly launches an attack of racist and incendiary remarks, peppered with personal insults and total disregard for civility. All attempts to convince the troll to act in a polite fashion meet with total failure, and chaos quickly results. There is only one surefire answer: tracing the IP address directly to the troll's computer. Trolls manifest several vampiric aspects. They cannot be destroyed by normal methods. It is necessary to first confront the troll with proof of his total worthlessness to society. Then one must threaten to reveal his foul actions to his parents, as even if a troll is 30 plus years old, he will always live with them. This is nearly always enough to kill the troll. However, in most extreme circumstances, drastic measures are warranted. Immediately purchase a greyhound bus ticket to the troll's residence and break into the house at night and abduct him. Trolls are far too weak physically to put up much of a fight. Watch out for his fierce pinch, though. Trolls have powerful fingers from years of typing and masturbating. To goatc.cx, once you have secured the troll in a remote shack in the woods, strip him naked and begin to flay his skin with razor blades, then piss all over him. To add insult to injury, defecate into his mouth. Then forced him to suck your throbbing penis as you bashed him in the back of the head with a tire iron. Once this essential ritual for the banishment of the troll is completed, dismember the corpse, then toss the limbs in the air one by one, swinging at them with the chainsaw on the way down. After that, nail the parts to Israel, so those Jew bastards can see what's next for them. Praise Allah. and I'm Ricky Kelb. For Trollbusters, I'm Horatio Huntswick, signing off.
Are you all right, caller? I thought I heard what might have been a last measure in the background.
No, that was just, I was belching. I've been drinking some carbonated pop.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You should watch out for that.
Yeah.
Is it kosher?
Yes, it is. I see a U in a circle. Well, but to be honest, I really don't care about that anymore since I've converted to Islam.
Oh, that's right. Well, I should ask you then, is it halal?
It is, yes.
Wow.
And I smell pork being barbecued next door, and I think I'm going to go ask for some. I used to knock on the wall and tell them to stop cooking hoofed animals.
Well, oh, no, you know that as a Muslim, you also cannot eat pork.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's true.
Well, I better cancel that order of Canadian bacon pizza.
Yes, it's a shame. There are so many delicious pork products out there.
Well, they look wonderful. I mean, they call it the other white meat, and I love white people.
Well, I would be very suspicious of anyone who did not. I'll tell you that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, coming up next, we've got more They Might Be Giants for our wonderful listeners.
Oh, they're wonderful. They're simply terrific.
I love a lot.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz.
Listen, I'm gonna have to let you go. My ma has been complaining a lot about the phone bills lately.
Oh, I understand. I got a very large phone bill once. $500 for long distance.
$500?
Yeah.
Was it true? Now, you were telling me in the interim break that the reason for that was that you were constantly being collect called by trolls who would fool you by pretending to sound like a distressed child. Is that true?
Yes, and they were calling from Boston, so it was a very long distance from here. I live in Fairfax District.
Well, let me tell you what. I am going to try and maybe confront some of those trolls. Are you familiar with a voice bridge conference?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have them at work.
Okay, well, I will try to connect you to one of those very shortly. If you would please hang up your line, and then I will call you and conference you in.
Wonderful, wonderful. Great. Thank you,
all
goodbye.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Hoy.
Thank you.
Like I said, I'm working very astutely on that at the moment. While you're waiting, why don't you listen to this song about it's a hilarious farce about operating systems.
You know what? Free isn't good enough for you? You gotta rip us off? That's okay. I will find you, and I will kill you. You see, I come from a time in the 1970s when computers were used for two things. To either go to the moon or play Pong. Nothing in between, you see? And you didn't need a fancy operating system to play Pong, and the men who went to the moon, God bless them, did it with no mouse, and a plain text-only black and white screen and 32 kilobytes of RAM. But then round about the late 70s, home computers started to do a little more than play Pong. Very little more. Why, computers started to play games and balance checkbooks. Why, you could play Zaxxon on your Apple II or write a book. All with a computer that had 32 kilobytes of RAM. It was enough to go to the moon, it was enough for you. It was a golden time. A time before Windows. A time before mouses. A time before the internet and bloatware. And a time before every OS sucked. Well, way back in the olden times, my computer worked for me. I'd laugh and play all night and day on Zork 1, 2, and 3. The Amiga VIC-20 and the Sinclair 2, the TRS-80 and the Apple II, they did what they were supposed to do. Wasn't much, but it was enough. But then Xerox made a prototype. Steve Jobs came on the scene. Red of mice and menus, Windows icons of trash, and a bitmap screen. Old Stevie said to Xerox, "Boys, turn your heads and cough." And when no one was looking, he ripped their interfaces off. Stole every feature that he had seen, put it in a cute box with a tiny little screen. Mac OS 1 ran that machine, only cost $5,000. But it was slow, it was buggy, so they wrote it again, and now they're up to OS 10. They'll charge you for the beta, then charge you again, but the Mac OS still sucks. Every OS wastes your time, from the desktop to the lap. Everything since Apple DOS, just a bunch of crap. From Microsoft to Macintosh to Linux, every computer crashes, cause every OS sucks. Well, then Microsoft jumped in the game, copied Apple's interface with an OS named Windows 3.1. It was twice as lame, but the stock price rose and rose. Then Windows 95, then 98. Man, solitaire never ran so great, and every single version came out late, but I guess that's the way it goes. But that bloatware'll crash and delete your work, and TME, man, none of them work. Bill Gates may be richer than Captain Kirk, but the Windows OS blows and sucks at the same time. I'd trade it in, yeah, right, for what? It's top of the line from the CompuHut. The fridge, stove, and toaster never crash on me. I should be able to get online without a PhD. My phone doesn't take a week to boot it. My TV doesn't crash when I mute it. I miss ASCII text and my floppy drive. I wish VIC-20 was still alive. But it ain't the hardware, man. It's just that every OS sucks and blows. Now there's Linux or Linux, I don't know how you say it, or how you install it, or use it, or play it, or where you download it, or what programs run, but Linux or Linux don't look like much fun. However you say it, it's getting great press, though how it survives is anyone's guess. If you ask me, it's a great big mess for elitist, nerdy schmucks. Right. It's free, they say, if you can get it to run. The geeks say, hey, that's half the fun. Yeah, but I got a girlfriend and things to get done. The Linux OS sucks. I'm sorry to say it, but it does.
Every OS wastes your time from the desktop to the lap.
Everything since the abacus, just a bunch of crap. From Microsoft to Macintosh to Linux, every computer crashes because every OS sucks.
All right. Well, I have just now conferenced in a troll. That's right, we have a troll in our midst, ladies and gentlemen. Troll, are you there? Are you there? I said, are you there?
You've got J-Pano!
Oh, my God.
You've got J-Pano!
You are being trolled and losing.
I am not being trolled. You are the one being trolled, sir.
You've got J-Pano!
I've tracked you down. Identify yourself, troll. What is your internet alias for trolling?
My alias?
Oh, you've got J-Pano!
Yes. What is the name you use when you're flooding innocent chat rooms with goatsy.cx?
Yes, that is my handle, Jesuit X.
Jesuit X?
Yes.
Ah. Jesuit X, you are guilty of the following crimes: orchestrating a 3,000 comment crap flood of Slashdot. How do you plead to that charge?
Not guilty.
I know you did it. I traced your IP address, and I rooted your box. I have logs. There's nothing you can do to prove your innocence on that charge. You did it.
If you want to read an official statement by me, you can read it on the internet.
Where is that statement?
The address is jesuitxstatement.gnaa.us.
Oh, God. Oh, it's...
J-Pano! You've got J-Pano!
It's last measure.
You have been trolled. You have lost, sir.
Oh, that is... Well, you think I've been trolled, but here's some other things I know about you. Recently, on EFNet, there was a massive effort to get people to join the Jupe channel Teens for Christ, resulting in over, and I'm talking over, 3,000 K-lines, and I know you were involved because I saw your nick flooding it. How do you plead to that charge?
Not guilty.
How could you not be guilty? I saw your nick doing it.
Well, Obi, you must have seen someone else.
Well, I did a who is, and it was your DNS.
Oh, really? And would you mind telling me what my DNS is?
Yes, I will. I can't say that over the air. It's illegal.
Oh, that's okay. The good point.
It's true. It's true. I cannot say that over the air.
If you really want to see information about what I do, and this is serious this time,
all right,
and see it online, the internet address is peoplesprimary.com.
All right, I'm trusting you on this one, but I won't trust you again.
You can trust me.
You've got J-Pano!
She's crapping all over him.
You have been trolled again, sir. You have lost again.
I admit, I have been trolled, and I have lost.
Oh, and now I have that recorded.
Oh, damn it.
For you.
Well, here's something you don't have, all right? You don't have an excuse, all right, for your recent trolling of AOL sign-up lines, which I have recorded. You used false credit card information. That's a federal offense. What are you going to do when I report you to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, sir?
Okay, listen. I plead guilty on that, but only because it was America Online.
Well, that's not an excuse.
It constantly drives the idea of capitalism down internet people's voices. It is horrible. Back in Soviet Russia, we had what's called Net Free. You got in line, they give you password, and then you get 10 free hours. Once your free hours are up, you get back in line. It was wonderful, and nobody ever paid for internet access.
America Online. You had to stand in line all the time, didn't you?
It is horrible.
You had to stand in the line, didn't you?
Do you actually feel that America Online does not deserve horrific trolling?
I do. I think they're a fine operating system. I'm actually on America Online right now. This show is broadcast from America Online.
Okay, well, I have a website you can go to if you really want to see...
No, I'm not falling for that again. No way, sir.
This is serious. This is not...
Well, how am I supposed to know that it's serious?
Well, you can trust me. I honestly want to convert you to understanding that AOL is terrible.
Well, I try to keep an open mind, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to use the Linux operating system and use a browser called Firefox to open this link. So if it is a last measure link, or
Firefox. Oh, we can't break that.
Oh, yes. That's right. You can't. All right. I'm going to click on this link. What is this link?
It is thetruthaboutaol.gnaa.us, because we run that page.
Oh! Oh, God. Oh.
Hey, everybody!
I didn't just curse on the air. Oh, I'm not allowed to do that.
I've been trolled again, sir. Your Firefox is useless.
Oh.
Of Last Measure 3.3, written by Amazing Goatsy.
I am going to call Tamender Taco about this. Rob Malda will code something to fix this. You can believe that.
People next geek and powerless against us. You played a song about it.
I think I did.
He is painful next.
Oh.
And not to mention horrible capitalists.
Well, this is just a total bust for Troll Busters. I am hanging up my microphone in total shame.
You've been trolled, sir, and you have lost thrice. Thrice you have lost.
Well, it would seem like that, wouldn't it?
Yes, and it would be the truth, for we have wins. You are sucks.
You think that, don't you?
I know that.
But I now have your home phone number, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait until tomorrow when you're at school, and I'm going to call your parents and tell them all about the horrible things you've been doing with their dial-up connection.
My parents are dead.
They are not dead.
Yes, they did. They died in the 9/11 massacre. They both worked in North Tower. And I would appreciate it if you will not bring that up again.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. But you must live with a legal guardian. You are 14 years old.
No, I am not.
Well, 15.
In Russian years, I am actually 22. In your capitalist age system, yes, I am 14.
Well, that's the one that we're using, so you're a minor, so who's taking care of you?
I am an emancipated minor, sir. I am allowed to live by myself.
That is incorrect. You are not an emancipated minor. In fact, I have your grandmother's home phone number right here. I believe you live in her trailer.
Has weak heart. If you call her, you could kill her.
Well,
not be responsible for grandmother's death.
I think that the death of your grandmother would be a fitting end to your trolling.
Listen. There is a picture of my grandmother on the internet. She is a sweet, beautiful woman. I would like you to look at her before you call.
All right. I will look at this picture. All right? But I'm still going to call and tell her about this unless you promise never to troll again.
I promise never to troll, but I can't... Well, okay, I don't promise.
Well, promise.
I can't control my trolling sometimes.
We will help you control your trolling. We have a 12-step program.
I already tried Trolling Anonymous. It did not help.
Well, this is a new program.
It uses... I'm a filthy capitalist.
It uses an intensive Linux-only environment where you are just exposed to nothing but Linux, and it will slowly drive away your trolling urges.
Listen, my grandmother runs a Trolling Anonymous program at the Nero Institute. I went to it, I did it twice, I cannot get past step 6 because it requires the understanding of market system, which I just cannot.
Well, my anti-trolling program does not include that. I believe you heard Mr. Horatio, Horatio Hunswick, speaking of it a little bit earlier, and I think it would be successful in your case. So I'm going to look at that image, but you must promise never to troll again.
I will try.
All right. All right. What is that image?
I promise never to troll again, starting now.
All right. What is that image?
That image is at nero-online.org.
All right. I'm going.
Hey, everybody.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. You've got
Jay Dano. But you will do
hey, everybody. You've got Jay.
I am going to come to your house right now and kill you to death, you little bastard.
Good. I am calling.
I'm a World War.
I'm a Desert
Shield, Desert Storm veteran, and I'm going to come over and tear gas your house.
You've got Jay.
Wow.
Sir, I've lost again. It is number 4.
Race on a bike. Oh. Go down fat, hot fucking athlete. This call is over. Screw you guys.
You have lost.
Screw you.
You have lost.
I hate you.
You have been trolled. YHBT, YHL.
This
loser.
Call is over. You I'm ending it.
You have lost.
Goodbye. All of my friends in the listening audience now. Let's just forget that ever happened, huh? Not many of you heard that, so if none of you tell your friends about it, no one even needs to know. Here's some hip-hop. Hopefully the pulsing beat will make you forget all about my humiliation.
Sitting duck a fuck, I ain't giving, I'm living trifle. The pen and pad becomes a 12-gauge rifle. This is no laughing matter. Step into this, you step in the minefield. Your body scattered, your people try picking up the pieces. But only corny niggas, the attack from a brother like the buddy never ceases. Without a moment of silence, the violence thickens. So if you ain't got it together, you're slim pickings. Shorts and prisoners are never taken. If you're faking all the booty competition, I'm a back, fuck a white flag. Get down and dirty like a brother in the trench. You'll leave a nigga dead and sneaking as you wonder where the stench is. I'm busting clip after clip. My team looking for me, trying to come when you want to take some more shit.
Taking control of the Load Radio Hour. We're gonna do what I want from now on.
Total control, just eat. Pay attention,
read
the inscription. Our definition is the shit. When we rock, we got
93,000,000, 5,000 flows, and here's one more.
Yeah, I run a Grammy landscape on your tape. Intricate, like a diagram of the universe. They can't devastate, levitate, featherweight. Rappers who got separation anxiety. That's why they try to be just like the H to the third I wrote. Word.
A nigga liable to flip, make your pulse skip. Wide-eyed surprise, so shocking when we chop it, chalk it. Talking for profit, avoiding rocket, stocking, mass robbing. And boy, they got it like we imported, but please.
Don't get it distorted. Just flashing the music and absorb it. Hieroglyphics grew into orbit. We gotta motivate, elevate through the skies.
Load Radio Hour.
Surprise. How we dematerialize.
Then hey, what's going on?
Not much.
Well,
I've got mail.
You've got mail? By you've got mail, do you mean that you are in possession of testicles and or a penis?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear it. We're all very excited for you, and hopefully you're very excited, too, and masturbating furiously to the sound of my voice. You got any requests or anything tonight? How can I help you, caller?
I would like to hear the song by Goatsimon.
Song by Goatsimon, huh? All right. I think that I've got something of that nature. What's the song that you want to hear?
I would like to hear The Sounds of Anus.
Say that again?
The Sounds of Anus.
Sounds of, I actually don't have the Sounds of Anus. I have Goatsy and Penis Bird.
Well, this will go as a shout-out to Penis Bird, then.
All right, shout-out
to... Please play Penis Bird.
Shout-out to Penis Bird, the thrilling track Penis Bird.
There is a bird sitting on my cock. Thank you. is heard.
Jesus Christ.
Pan 15.
Word. All right, coming up next, now that the GNAA has totally taken over this radio show, we're going to play our signature track by Jesuit X, Punjabi Extreme.
So, what exactly, what is your way of going online? What is your benefit of going online?
Gay Nigger Association of America, sir.
Gay Nigger Association of America.
Gay Nigger Association of America, sir.
Gay Nigger Association of America.
That is called a JavaScripting language which is installed in your hardware, not in your software. Gay Nigger Association of America, sir.
Look, I have hackers on my phone and they're playing. It's so funny.
It's GNNA. It's Gay Nigger Association of America.
Gay nigger, 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 gay nigger.
Six people on the phone.
Gay niggers.
This is the fourth one I've had.
Gay niggers.
You have been thrilled, you have lost.
Have a nice day.
Gay nigger, gay nigger.
You have been thrilled, you have lost.
Have a nice day.
Gay nigger, gay nigger.
Hey everybody, I'm looking at gay porno.
Gay nigger, gay nigger, gay nigger, gay nigger.
I don't know where the customer is, but we got each other.
Can I get your name, please?
Petersburg.
As long as I own this show, and that's going to be forever, though. It seems like every fucking week somebody hacks me and takes it over. We're probably going to play that every week. So get used to it, you bastards. All right, coming up next, it's a request from our beloved GNAA member, Dickie. Hitler was a sensitive man by Anal Cunt.
Hitler was a sensitive man. Hitler was a sensitive man.
Doom awaits you all in the cyber world. Let me tell you something. Let me ask you something. You ever heard about an organization called Teens for Christ? Teens for Christ excites everything. Teens for Christ knows everything. Teens for Christ fits everything out. Spoken to you about Italy, about accordions, about women's pants, about the fatherlands, about sardines, about gay niggas, about art. You exaggerate, my friend. About gentleness. About Linux. What a horror. About heroism. About mustaches. About lewdness. About sleeping with Verlaine. About the ideal. It's nice. About X. About Windows. About odors. About OS 2 Warp 4. About genius. About genius. About genius. About the 8-hour day.
About Batman touching your junk.
Never. Teens for Christ doesn't beat the itch. Teens for Christ has no fixed idea. Teens for Christ doesn't catch fly. The ministry is overturned by who? By Teens for Christ. The future is of death. The future is death. Of what? Of Teens for Christ. A young girl commits suicide because of what? Teens for Christ. Spirits of telephone. Who invented it? Teens for Christ. Someone walks on your feet. It's Teens for Christ. If you have ideas about life, if you make artistic discoveries and all of a sudden your head begins to crackle with laughter, if you find all your ideas useless and ridiculous, you know that it is Teens for Christ beginning to speak to you. Cubism constructs the cathedral of artistic liver paste. What does Teens for Christ do? Expressionism poisons artistic sardines. What does Teens for Christ do? Simultaneism is still at its first artistic communion. What does Teens for Christ do? Futurism wants to knock an artistic lyricism elevator. What does Teens for Christ do? Unionism embraces allism and fishes with an artistic line. What does Teens for Christ do? Neoclassicism discovers the good deeds of artistic art. What does Teens for Christ do? Paroxysm makes a trust of all artistic cheeses. What does Teens for Christ do? Ultraism recommends the mixture of those seven artistic things. What does Teens for Christ do? Creationism, vorticism, images also propose some artistic recipes. What does Teens for Christ do? What does Teens for Christ do? $50 to reward the person who finds the best way to explain Teens for Christ. Teens for Christ. Teens for Christ.
Right.
Load Radio Hour.
Hey, everybody, you got Jay Porno. Hey, everybody, you got Jay Porno.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody, you got Jay Porno. Hey, everybody, you got Jay Porno. Hey, everybody, you got J-Porno!
Excel, PowerPoint, and let's not forget, Access. I think this will be the last time I will call and bother you, because I have, like, a date thingy tomorrow.
You've got a date? Holy shit, Goatsy. What's up with that?
I have no idea.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
I predict that large amounts of cunning will be gotten by you.
Well, thank you for this prediction.
Prediction is what's going to happen. We're gonna get that cunning. You were just gonna tear it up, you know? So, who's the date with? Is she not? Is she acceptable?
She is acceptable. Right. Quite so.
That is, acceptably excellent. And, let me tell you something. This next song is gonna be dedicated to Goatsy and All Tits. This is what's gonna happen on your date, right here. Alright?
Alright.
Hear this.
Great. Thanks very much. This is like the best, you know, like half an hour I've stayed up after midnight of my life.
It's what you hearing, listen. X gon' give it to you.
I do it again. Cause yeah. I am life, so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy. No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break who you
say. I don't give it to you.
Motherfuckers never wanna know what your life saved. Bitch, and that's on a life day. I'm giving down. Like a nigga said, freeze. I won't be the one ending up on his knees, bitch, please. If the only thing you can't steal was came out to play, stay out my way, motherfucker. First we gonna rock, then we gonna roll, then we let it pop. He gon' give it to ya, X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, then we gonna fall. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya, X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. He ain't never gave nothing to me. But every time I turn around, cats got their hands out, wantin' something from it. I ain't got it, so you can't get it. Let's leave it at that, cause I ain't with it. Hit it with full strength. I'm a jail nigga, so I face the world like a churl in the bullpen. You against me against you. Whenever nigga, fuck you gon' do. I'm a wolf in sheep clothing. Only nigga that you know who can chill. Come back and get the streets open. I've been doing this for 19 years. Niggas wanna fight me, fight these tears. I put in work and it's all for the kids. But these cats done forgot what work is. They don't know who we be looking. But they don't know who they see, nigga. Cause we gonna rock, then we gonna fall. Then we let it pop. He gon' give it to ya, X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, then we gonna fall. Then we let it pop, don't let it go.
Come on.
X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya, X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya.
Hey yo, where my niggas at?
I know I got them down in the greens. Give them love and they give it back. Joke too much for too long.
What?
Don't give up, you're too strong.
What?
Love to the wild, wild hunters.
Yeah.
Shout out to niggas that done it.
Come on.
And it ain't even about the dough. It's about getting down for what you stand for, yo. For real.
First we gonna rock, then we gonna fall.
Then we let it pop, don't let it go.
Come on.
X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to
ya.
First we gonna rock, then we gonna fall. Then we let it pop, don't let it go.
Come on.
X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya.
All right, and that was a theme song for Teens for Christ. We're all praying and hoping that Teens for Christ member Kurosu, who was horribly disfigured in the World Trade Center bombing and is now going to Israel to kill Jews that were responsible for it, we're all praying that his horrible vigilante mission will end with the deaths of thousands of innocent civilians. And coming up next, I have another theme song. This is the theme song to Trollbusters. Faggots.
Na 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 na
Yeah, it's from National Underground. Thunder pounds when I stomp the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutan. You can't stop a train. Who wants up? Don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Weatherman telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sit in a drop top soaking wet. In a silk suit, trying not to sweat. Hit somersaults without the net. But this will be the year that we won't forget. 1999.
Stay street. Big things happen every time we meet. Like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcasts bumping up and down the street. Slam back, Cadillac, by 5 75 MCs freestyling to the beat. Cause we get drunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an ounce, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you told the punch. Want to meet you good, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, quit it, rag, top. Before you re-up, get a laptop. Make a bending for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a fat dime out of dusty coal. Record number 4, but we on the road. Hold up, slow up, stop, control like Janet. Planet, stack on the Azonia. Moving like floor, come straight to Florida. Lock all your windows and block the quarters. Put it up on bail, cause the women's in order. Like a 3-piece dish before I cut your daughter. Your kettle talk on bail, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the vibe. I'm a microphone fiend trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, well, you bet not high. Cause the Dungeon Family gon' ride.
chat channel.
I love you. I'll watch you.
Just a moment.
Perfect, baby. I'll watch you.
Yes, hello.
Hello, this is Linus Torvald.
Linus Torvald. Oh, hold on. I've got to turn up the volume for Linus here. Linus Torvald on our line. What's up, Linus? Linus?
Hello, this is Linus Torvald.
Hi, Linus. What's up?
And I pronounce Linux as Linux.
Okay, what's up?
Hello, this is Linus Torvald.
How are you, Linus?
This is the only wave of me on the internet. Stop asking questions.
Jesuit X.
Hi.
You have been trolled, and you have lost.
I lost.
Yeah, you lost.
Well, I just want to say the show's a lot better since you've taken it back over.
Yeah, you know, I'm not too fond of the whole Trollbusters organization. I foresee terrible, terrible things happening in their future.
Well, I was thinking if you can take them over, we can use them as a way to lure troll haters into being trolled by us.
Whoa.
On the Load Radio Hour.
That's a big step there, Buster. I don't know that we're ready for that.
I think we are. There's a lot of us, and we're all good at our respective things. I'm good at calling into radio shows and trolling. You're good at hosting radio shows.
Well, I don't know about it tonight. Jesus Christ, you should have seen all this fucking equipment, Brian. I mean, there's like sparks coming out of it and shit.
You've spent quite a bit of money.
Yes. Well, I stole quite a bit of money, too.
Oh,
so everything balances out.
That's good.
In the eyes of the Almighty Allah. Alhamdulillah.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to congratulate you on getting your show back.
Yeah.
I'd like to send a shout-out to Dickie.
Shout-out to Dickie, people.
Dickie, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Wall.
LMAO.
Falafel.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, you take care.
Hi, guys. I got to go to school laughing out loud. Oh, my God. I'm going to shit in my neighbor's mailbox laughing out loud. I'm eating candy and posting on forums laughing out loud. Oh, my God.
Hi, guys. Laughing out loud. I've got to go to school laughing out loud. Roll awful.
Yeah, the wonders of Dickie.
Hi, guys. Laughing out loud. I got to go to school laughing out loud. Roll awful.
Roll awful.
Dickie. I'm nominating Dickie for president of Norway. You heard it here, folks.
Well, he is capable of almost speaking an entire language.
That is
That's
absolutely
really impressive in Norway.
That puts him heads and tails above all the other candidates. I think everyone should register to vote in absentee for Norway. Basically, they don't really have much of a registration system. What you need to do is you need to daub a stick in your own feces and write as close as you can come to the word Dickie on a postcard from Disneyland and mail it to Norway, and that counts as a vote in their general elections.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I should go get some because I live in Los Angeles, so I can get a bunch of Disneyland postcards.
Well, there you go, man.
If anybody wants a Disneyland postcard or a stool sample for filling out your ballot, just ask Jesuit X.
All right. Jesuit X, always a reliable source for that.
We're gonna get
random
Disney
stool
in office,
sample.
And, I'll tell you, he's not just going to stop in Iowa. He's going to go to South Dakota.
Really?
And Oregon. And North Dakota. And Texas and Georgia. Well, you know how the rest goes.
Washington! All right. Well, we're going to play one more song. And I am just sweating like a bitch in my sweltering hellhole. So I'm going to go jump naked in my pool. And hopefully my schlong will cause many of our hotel guests to leave.
Wonderful.
All right.
All right, well, take care. It's been a great show.
Guten Lehr.
You know, Allah bless you.
What we're dealing with here is a total lack of respect for the law. I'm going to go to the next one.
This is my tower of power where I devour whales who cower. And if you're cursed with curse, you can drink my golden showers. Hour after hour, hour after hour, it's the load radio hour. Cowards.
All right.
And that's the end of the load radio hour. Your meta moderators today were Jesus and Muhammad. Our technical aspects were brought to you by some fucking Jew in the assembly line of the Firewire audio cards, who I will kill shortly. And I'd like everyone in our listening audience to remember that Jews blew up the World Trade Center. That's the end of it. All right, hold on. Cyberdyne wants to call in, so there'll be a little more music, I guess. Check. Hold on, we've got a caller. Load Radio Hour.
It doesn't help that all the Jews steal everything from hardworking Aryans. They can hardly walk for all they steal from us. How are you going to explain to your Jew-loving family when they are in the poorhouse because some Jews stole their money and life? Our Fuhrer will make you drop trowel before you get put in the oven for good measure. There it is. The SS is knocking on your door now. You have to go.
We're like put in the oven for last measure. Is there anything else?
No, I'm pretty much done.
Why don't you read what's right below that?
What?
I just ate some fried chicken. The breasts were juicy, and the buns were soft and warm.
Oh, no.
Afterwards, the division manager of Popeyes came to my table and asked me how the meal was. I said I was satisfied, but the meal lacked a certain je ne sais quoi. He apologized profusely and said he had something to show me that would make up for it. The manager led me to the back of Popeyes, to a room soaked floor to ceiling in blood. In the center of it was a live horse, chained by all four legs to the structural supports of the warehouse-like room. As I watched, employees of the Popeyes cut large sections from the horse, which was whinnying and screaming in horror, the remaining sections of its body covered with festering sores and a froth of sweat. The Popeyes took the chunks of horse flesh and sliced them into pieces. They then rooted around through the bags of trash strewn around the room to find discarded chicken bones. They quickly tenderized the meat with sledgehammers and fed it into a machine, which formed the horse meat around the bones, then breaded and deep-fried it. I asked the division manager why he had led me to this place, and he pointed to the steed's rump, the diseased asshole puckering rhythmically with terror, squirting pus with each convulsion. We're just about to use that section. Would you like a crack at it first, sir? I wasted no time in unzipping my pants and jamming my erect penis into the stallion's defenseless asshole. With each thrust, I donkey-punched the horse in the back of the head, making it clench its ass even tighter. I came just as the horse died. I was delighted. Popeyes definitely went the extra mile to make me a satisfied customer.
Lo, do you know what the best part of all that is?
What?
I made my mom read that.
Your mom read my Popeyes?
Dude, she got about halfway through before she just couldn't handle it anymore and threw it back at me and walked out of the room with a real chotched look on her face. I trolled in real life.
I can't believe you trolled your mom. Holy
dude,
shit.
Dude, you know what's even better than that?
Oh, okay, what's better?
There's a Popeyes opening up across the way from my from my building.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to print up like 500 copies of this because I'm in New Orleans. It's the home of the Popeyes chain. Right? I'm going to print up so many copies of this shit on sticker paper and plaster them all over the fucking Popeyes bathroom.
Make sure they're in Spanish, too, so, you know. Everyone gets it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We gotta go for that. I'll have to put the Ebonics version, too. This being New Orleans. I'm like clip art of a piece of fried chicken and a horse.
Pictographs for the ones that can't read.
Surgeon General's warning. Chicken may contain horse ass fucking.
End your fucking show. Go to bed.
All right. The show's over. Go home. Good night, Cyberdyne. Thanks for calling.
Night, Lord. Bye.
For Christ. Represent. Show's over. Go home. Go home.
Go home.
This is the end. You're not my friend. Let me end.